Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Canaan Inc., ticker CAN, a company that might not be on everyone's radar but is definitely worth a deep dive for long-term investors like us. If you're looking to build wealth through smart investments in the tech and crypto space, stick around as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this player in the blockchain and mining hardware game. Let's get into it with a quick overview of who they are, what's been happening lately, and then a full-on analysis to help you decide if this fits into your portfolio. Overview of Canaan Inc. For those who might not be familiar, Canaan Inc. is a key name in the blockchain technology space, specifically focusing on high-performance computing solutions for Bitcoin mining. They're based out of China, operating in the semiconductor industry within the broader tech sector, and they've carved out a niche by designing and manufacturing ASIC mining machines. With a solid workforce and a global reach, they're not a small fry, but they're also not a household name like some of the bigger tech giants. Their market cap reflects a mid-tier player, and their business is deeply tied to the volatile world of cryptocurrency, which, as we all know, can be a wild ride. So let's see what's been moving the needle for them recently. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Canaan has been making some noise with their Q3 2024 earnings results, which dropped a revenue figure of $73.6 million. Not bad, right? But we'll dig deeper into whether that's sustainable growth or just a blip. Performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past year, with short-term metrics showing some volatility, think single-digit percentage shifts week to week. Over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, their performance mirrors the choppy nature of their industry, which has seen massive swings tied to Bitcoin's price action. The sector itself has been a mixed bag, with tech and semiconductor stocks showing resilience, but also facing headwinds from supply chain issues and market sentiment. So, with that backdrop, let's roll into the SWOT analysis to see if Canaan is a diamond in the rough or a risky bet. Strengths: solid revenue base. That $73.6 million revenue for Q3 2024 from their latest earnings call is a strong point. It shows they've got a steady stream of income, likely driven by demand for their mining hardware as Bitcoin interest persists. For us long-term investors, this kind of top-line figure suggests they've got the capacity to reinvest in growth. Niche market leadership. Canaan's focus on ASIC mining machines for Bitcoin gives them a specialized edge. They're not just another tech company, they're deeply embedded in a high-growth, albeit volatile, segment of the blockchain space. If crypto adoption keeps climbing, their expertise could pay off big time. Positive operating metrics, their gross profit margin and return on equity metrics, are holding up decently compared to industry averages. This tells me they're managing costs well and generating value from their assets, which is always a green flag for stability over the long haul. Global reach with strategic expansion. From their earnings call summary, it's clear they're pushing into new markets and partnerships. That kind of geographic diversification can buffer them against regional downturns, especially in a sector as unpredictable as theirs. Weaknesses. Here's where I've got to be a bit harsh. Their debt-to-equity ratio is concerning. It's higher than I'd like to see for a company in such a volatile industry. If Bitcoin takes a nosedive, or if interest rates keep biting, this debt could become a real anchor, dragging down their flexibility. Profitability pressures. While revenue looks good, their net profit margin isn't exactly lighting up the charts. They're struggling to convert that top-line growth into bottom-line gains, which could signal inefficiencies or heavy reinvestment costs. For us long-term folks, thin margins mean less room for error. Market volatility exposure. Their earnings call highlighted challenges in the Bitcoin market, and let's be real, their entire business model is tethered to crypto sentiment. A bear market in digital assets could hit them hard, and their stock performance over the past year already shows that sensitivity. Opportunities. Crypto market recovery. If Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies stage a comeback, and let's face it, cycles in this space are almost predictable at this point, Canaan could ride that wave. Their hardware is in demand when miners are optimistic, and their recent earnings call mentioned strategic moves to capitalize on future growth. Innovation and tech development, they're not sitting still. From the earnings transcript, they're investing in new tech and product lines. If they can roll out more efficient or next-gen mining solutions, they could capture even more market share. For us investors, innovation is a key driver of long-term value. Industry tailwinds. The broader tech and semiconductor sector is still showing growth potential, even if there are short-term hiccups. Canaan's positioning within this space, especially with increasing blockchain adoption, could open doors to partnerships or even diversification down the line. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at their forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential. Now, this isn't a guarantee, but for those of us playing the long game, it's a signal to keep an eye on as a potential entry point if other fundamentals align. Threats. Bitcoin price volatility. I can't stress this enough. Their earnings call explicitly flagged the volatile Bitcoin market as a challenge. If crypto prices tank, demand for mining hardware could dry up overnight. That's a massive risk for a company so tied to one asset class. Competitive pressure. The semiconductor and mining hardware space is cutthroat. Bigger players or new entrants with deeper pockets could squeeze Canaan's market share, especially if they're slow to innovate. Their industry performance metrics show they're not always leading the pack in growth rates. Regulatory risks. While not directly mentioned in the data, their earnings call hinted at broader market challenges. Operating out of China and dealing in crypto hardware means they're exposed to potential regulatory crackdowns, either on mining or cross-border trade. That's a wild card we can't ignore. Economic headwinds. Rising interest rates and global economic uncertainty could hurt tech spending and crypto enthusiasm. Their sector performance over the past few months shows some softening, and if that trend continues, Canaan might struggle to maintain growth momentum. Insights and broader context. Now, let's tie this together with a few thoughts to chew on. Short term, Canaan's stock is going to be a roller coaster. Those weekly and monthly performance swings are proof of that. If you're the type to get jittery over volatility, this might not be your cup of tea. But for the medium to long term, there's a case to be made if you believe in the crypto story. Their revenue growth and strategic expansions are promising, but I can't shake off the debt concerns and the ever-looming threat of a Bitcoin bust. On the flip side, their forward valuation metrics hint at potential upside if they execute on their tech developments. One thing I'd watch closely is their free cash flow trends. Recent figures show they're generating cash from operations, but CapEx is eating into it. If they can balance that with innovation without over-leveraging, they might just surprise us. Tap, conclusion, and long-term outlook. So wrapping this up, what's the verdict on Canaan Inc. for us long-term investors? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with a lot of potential, but equally significant risks. Their strengths lie in a solid revenue base and a niche market position, which could be a foundation for growth if the crypto market cooperates. However, the debt levels and tight margins are red flags, and the threat of Bitcoin volatility looms large. For those of you with a high risk tolerance and a belief in blockchain's future, Canaan could be a speculative add to your portfolio, but I'd tread carefully and watch those quarterly results like a hawk. If you're more conservative, you might want to wait for clearer signs of debt management or a stronger crypto uptrend. Either way, stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. And don't forget to check out the bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Let's keep building wealth together. Drop your thoughts on Canaan in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.